If I may briefly just summarize it this way. The first man was looking into the natural realm of things. The second one stooped down, fixing on the perfect law of liberty. That law of liberty, in other places it's called the law of Christ. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You see, there's two ways about it. In a natural realm of things, I cannot do it. Even if I have to obey, it's the wrong kind of obedience. It's not going to happen. The only way that I can adjust myself, and the Spirit of God will make the adjustment, if it is fixed, it's not a matter of just having a look on the Lord. It's something that is completely fixed. And once we are fixed on that person, the law of Christ or Christ himself, then there will be the change within me. Change from glory to glory. It changed in a sense that the same way he obeyed in Philippians 2, became obedient unto that, even the death of the cross, it could be said of you and of me. So now we come to the end of the chapter, and there's this always the statement. I'm sure many of us heard it. Christianity is not religion. It's a true statement by itself. But don't throw the word religion from the window. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a person. And that person is none other but the Lord Jesus Christ. But religion is part of Christianity. So when they say, well, you are a religious person, well, I'm trusting that they are observing certain works that fellow men at work or fellow students in college, they are seeing certain things that you are doing, and they are labeling you, well, he's a religious person. Because there is a pure religion in the Scripture. And that's, as you said, the only time mentioned in the book of James. And that pure religion, religion is, the root of it, is connected with works. So that it comes back that we will not be only hearers, but doers. There is a certain works that have assigned unto us as saints of God, Ephesians chapter 2, that we are exhorted to do. And we are exhorted, as far as James is, to visit the orphans and the widows in their affliction. And dear brethren, it's a wonderful exercise. There's nothing wrong with the word religion. I don't want to have this negative aspect of it all the time. It is connected with two aspects. First is what you do to others. What you do to others. And I wonder how many of us will be exercised of doing certain good things toward others. You have heard earlier, even in James, it's not sufficient to tell Matthew, well, you know what, be warm and be fed and good luck. But you know what I'm saying? It's like the priest and the Levite. You remember Luke 10? They go, they see the need. Well, okay, I'll go this way. And the Levite goes, and this is not Christianity. Christianity is about doing. Christianity is about considering others, promoting others before self. But also it's something toward me. Keep self unspotted from this world. Can you say enough, dear brethren, about this world? Can you say enough? And I keep saying it because I have four children and I need brethren to remind me as well. Can you say enough to our own children and the young generation, keep yourself separate from this world? Don't be spotted with the things that are in this world. Don't listen to the junk of this world. Don't watch the things and the filth of this world. Can you say enough? I cannot say enough, brother. I don't know about you. I cannot say enough. And the Scripture cannot say enough. You know that every time, in almost in every book, the Lord or the Spirit of God takes up the world. How we should separate from it, how we should not love the world, it's enmity with God, and we just take it very lightly. What's a movie? What's a movie? And the next Lord's Day, praise the blessed Lord Jesus. Well, I always would challenge myself, brethren, and I will speak of myself before the young people. I have a great difficulty. You give me any movie, Saturday night. Saturday night. Put a movie in front of me. And tell me, well, now close in prayer. You know, go pray with your wife. I'm telling you, every thought, my thought is in this scene and that scene and the other scene, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, how he shot the person, and Rambo, how he did this. And there is nothing to pray. It took every spiritual exercise away from my mind. And we take it lightly. May the Lord help us to see that religion, as pure as it is in the book of James, is a good thing. And we need to be separated from this wicked world.
And I think that in this last verse that there is something very practical as well that's being brought, in addition to what you're saying, Brother John, before us. The world likes to say, look at those Christians, they are hypocrites. And what this verse is saying is that the world is examining us, those who name the name of the Lord, those who hear the voice of God, those who seek to have bridal tongues. They hold us up and they say they have in their minds an image of what religion is. At least its outward form. And they look at us and they say, wow, look what he is saying. Look how she behaves. The moment there's a little bit of pressure, the moment your friend at school pushes you or, you know, rubs you the wrong way, how you respond. Aha, that's Christianity. So, one, they look to see how, if we are living the life that we say. Then the important point, I think Jesse started to touch on this, and you, Brother John, is this thought of selflessness. The world says, accumulate things for myself. Paul says in his epistles, the letter to the Philippians, think not on yourselves, but think on the needs of the things of others. It is foreign for me to be so concerned about you. I want to be concerned about me and my things and my people. But Christianity is that the Lord himself, though being rich, for our sakes became poor. He thought about those who were in need, so that by his poverty we might be enriched. And then I think lastly, this thought of being unspotted. Have you ever seen a garment that was stained, damaged by rust or paint or something? There isn't any one of us that would say, I want that garment and I want to wear it out to dinner tonight. And God is saying to us as young people that we've been washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. But when we dilly and dally in the world, what happens is, you know, it's like paint that falls. It splashes on us. It defiles the garment. And the world who is looking at this outward, if you would, garment, because it's what we've been saying we're a believer, but now they're looking at the garment that we wear, our life, and they start to see this spotting all over the garment. And they recognize it because they are soaked in the world. And they recognize that the spots have come because we have been touching those things. And so the pure religion, if you would, is the character of Christ, but is also so that the outward appearance might be in concert with what we are internally. Because the Lord was without spot and without blemish.